So Will DeSanta, our cinematographer, is someone that I met in film school, and we used to actually get into arguments in one of our film classes over our short films. We immediately had kind of a creative rapport, I would say, and Will is just an absolutely incredible cinematographer because he shoots documentary stuff as if it's like a incredibly expensive, you know, narrative feature film. He is has an incredible eye. He's incredibly versatile. He operates the camera himself. Usually you'll see him, he has this like easy rig thing, which is sort of a pulley system that suspends the camera in front of him and then distributes the weight around his body. So he will wear this camera for like 5 hours at a time and just capturing everything in the most beautiful way. And then and I trust him so much. You know, there are certain situations where we're in a room or we're in a meeting where there's no room for that many people to be there, and it would distract the subject. So we can just send Will into the room, and he just captures the scene absolutely beautifully. Our taste really is in line because we grew up, you know, we went to film school together, and we grew up kind of watching the same movies and everything. And so, you know, he's been an incredible asset to have. And he works on Chef's Table with me as well, and many more things in the future, I'm sure. Same with my editor, Isaac Hagee, who's a real visionary, who I've worked with for a very long time, also met him in film school. And then Danny and Saunder, I met more recently, but I had been admirers of their work for a long time. I think their music is just absolutely incredible. And, you know, I often have this problem as a director where I have this thing called temp love, which is where when you start out, you know, in your editing, you use temporary music from other films. And then it's always kind of heartbreaking because sometimes your original music doesn't capture that feeling of the temporary music. But in the case of Danny and Saunder, they completely blew the temporary music out of the water to the point where I don't even remember what the temporary music was. I can only imagine it with their music. They're truly brilliant. The two of them have the studio in New York, and they have all these instruments on the wall. And they just take out the instruments, and they just kind of like jam on a track until, and then choosing the right elements and instruments until the point where you, it's just the two of them playing, but it sounds like it's a whole orchestra. I mean, it's really incredible the work that they do. And they have tons of other films, too. So I'm grateful to that entire team. They're awesome.